From Washington, this is VOA News. Talks aimed at ending the conflict in Ukraine. French President François Hollande says a French-German peace initiative currently under discussion is one of the last chances to end the fighting in the eastern portion of the former Soviet bloc country. Mr. Hollande, speaking today at a security conference in Munich, was referring to peace talks that he and German Chancellor Angela Merkel held with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Hollande said failure to achieve a lasting peace deal will mean war. Ms. Merkel said at the conference it's unclear if the peace plan will succeed, but voiced opposition to the idea of Western arms being sent to Ukraine, saying more weapons will not end the fighting. A Kenyan lawmaker has been shot and killed today in Nairobi, along with his two bodyguards and driver. George Muachai of the Kibete Party was returning from a family gathering when his car was attacked. A police officer said the killing was done execution style. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said he was deeply shocked and saddened by the killings. Opposition leader Raila Odinga denounced the killing of the legislator, saying it was part of a wider pattern of political violence and insecurity in Kenya. Security officials in Iraq say a series of bombings today in Baghdad have killed at least 34 people and wounded scores of others. In the first attack, a suicide bomber set off explosives on a busy street, killing at least 22 people and wounding dozens of others. Shortly after the first, two more bombs ripped through the popular Sharqa market area, killing at least 10 people. A third explosion killed several people and wounded others. The talks come as the government planned to lift a nighttime curfew in the capital. Yemen's Shiite rebels have finalized their takeover of the country, announcing they've dissolved the parliament and are setting up a new presidential council. The Houthi militia announced in a televised statement the five-member council will rule for up to 2 years. This is VOA News. At the U.S. State Department Friday, spokesperson Marie Harf was pressed by reporters regarding information on the reported but unconfirmed death of a U.S. aid worker, Kayla Mueller, who was captured by Islamic State militants.
We have said that there are a number of Americans being held overseas, including still by the Islamic State. I'm not going to get into further details than that. But I will say broadly that Secretary Kerry, our team in this building across the U.S. government, are putting every effort behind finding any Americans being held overseas, every intelligence tool, diplomatic tool. Secretary has reached out to over 4 dozen countries about Americans being held overseas writ large to try and bring these people home.
The Islamic State claims a Jordanian airstrike killed Mueller, who had been held since she was taken hostage, leaving a hospital in Aleppo in 2013. The annual security conference in Munich, one of the world's largest gatherings of political workers and leaders focusing on security issues, opened Friday with stark warnings over the current threat of environments. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
North Africa and the Middle East are also in turmoil. States are breaking up and conflict is at our borders. Extremism is fueling barbaric violence across the region and inspiring terrorism on our own streets.
The security conference runs until Sunday in Munich. After that, apparently German Chancellor Angela Merkel will arrive in Washington for talks with President Obama. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
This will be President Obama's chance to hear from an important European ally before deciding whether to send lethal aid to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia-supported separatists. The impact on Germany's trade relations with Russia is a big concern for Mrs. Merkel, and part of the reason she doesn't want to send weapons to the Ukrainians. Stephen Pfeiffer is a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
The Germans tend to be, I think, a bit shy about these kinds of hard power. It was interesting to me, though, that Chancellor Merkel said, "We will not provide." She did not say, "Nobody else should provide it."
For both Mr. Obama and Ms. Merkel, the goal is a diplomatic solution. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
According to state media, North Korea has tested a new intelligent anti-ship rocket to be deployed across its navy. Pyongyang's official Korean Central News Agency reported the exercise was carried out by the Northeast Sea Fleet and monitored by leader Kim Jong-un. The report did not give a location or date. In spite of heavy sanctions imposed by the international community, North Korea continues to push for development of new ballistic missiles and rockets. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.